Blog Talk Radio.
Listening and calling in this evening. Jacqueline, my partner, is doing a fair today, so she's not going to be able to join us, much to my disdain, but she is going to be catching up with me later, hopefully over the next couple of days, and wishes us very well at this time. We have some exciting things going on in the heavens right now, and I'm sure many of you are aware of it. You may have been on the internet or even on the local news and hearing about the supermoon, which is actually happening today. This full moon is at what they call perigee. It's much closer to the Earth than normal. Because it's closer to the Earth, it will appear 14% bigger and 30% brighter than when it's the farthest away from the Earth. Today, the moon's about 190,000 miles from Earth. Its farthest point from Earth is 240,000 miles. The supermoon itself was coined by an astrologer, a famous astrologer and a very good astrologer, Richard Knoll, over 30 years ago. The downside of this moon is that we're also having some beautiful meteor showers over the next few days, and these are the Perseid meteor showers, and usually they are amazing. There can be like 80 shooting stars an hour. But because the moon is so bright, these meteors will not appear as bright as they normally would be at this time. It's a very interesting time for us with this particular lunation because, as many of you know, I also am a pastor at a metaphysical chapel down in Radford called New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. And we are looking at a lot of the things that are going on and what they actually mean. What is the meaning of these beautiful signs that appear in the heavens? Now, this particular full moon is interesting because it's really about wisdom. Not just any kind of wisdom, but the wisdom of many of your ancestors' past as well. The sun is in Leo right now, which rules the heart. And so the radiant light is in that heart chakra. How we feel, how we love, our creative intelligence, our artistic ability. And the moon, this beautiful supermoon, is in Aquarius. The sign of Aquarius is very interesting because it's ruled by Uranus, which is actually a higher octave of Mercury. It's when we're actually listening to spirit, but we're using our higher mind, our mental focus, and connecting with the divine. So in this opposition that's going on, where the sun in Leo is illuminating the moon in Aquarius, we are blending heart and mind in a unique and powerful way in this full moon. The other interesting thing about the full moon lunation chart is that Saturn, the great teacher, is in Scorpio and forming a T-square. So it's a time for you to consider all that you have learned, all that you have taught, the mentors that have helped you, the mentor you have been in this cycle. It's a time we can tap into that in a very deep way. A full moon is normally a completion cycle. But every completion cycle of the full moon is a passage. It's almost like a book that's being written, and it's one chapter of how this year unfolds for you. The people that are going to be feeling this the strongest are people that do have planets in fixed signs, because Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius are all fixed signs. If you have fixed signs, what's going to happen for you is you're going to experience this on a level where you're going to want to step up to the plate with your gifts. Most people are only familiar with maybe their sun, their moon, their rising sign or their ascendant. But each chart, each birth chart, is actually composed of 144 variables in dynamic. Is a living, breathing energy that is you. It is your unique signature in the heavens the day that you were born and when you took your first breath of life. So as you go through these chapters, not only do you evolve and grow and change and become, all those that enter your life, all those you touch, are part of that book. They're part of that beautiful movie where you are the director to a certain degree, which we all know. I was very excited about this full moon because many of my clients have seen them directly. And so because of that, they are leaving one passage of their life and going on to another. And they're doing it with an element of certainty that they lacked prior to this lunation. There's always been a controversy in astrology. Are the planets causative, or they are just signs for us from the divine in order for us to know how to move forward? I guess you could say perhaps it doesn't really matter because they often speak to us about new possibilities and how to open up to change and close chapters in our lives and begin new ones and use our creative intelligence and our spirituality to move forward in new ways. I so wish Jacqueline was on here tonight because I know she'd have a lot more to say. But I'm so happy to do the show as always, and I'm glad that you have called into the show. I see I have a few callers that have called in already. If you want to call in, have me take a look at your chart, our guest call-in number is 213-286-6741. And again, that number is 213-286-6741. So without further ado, I am going to go ahead and take my first caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi. How are you? This is James.
Hey. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27.
Oh, that is amazing. That is so good.
Remind me of your birth data.
Sure. It's March 30th, 1985.
And where were you born?
It was Miami, Florida.
Okay. And the birth time?
The birth time is 10:35 in the morning.
Okay. I love those exact birth times. You're making me happy now.
Oh, I love it, too.
So did you have a specific question for me tonight?
Well, I would like to know how this beautiful supermoon is going to kind of escalate some energy into my life, in what way it's going to affect me.
All right. Now, where do you live now? Do you still live in Miami?
Right, yes.
Okay. That makes it a little easier. I don't have to relocate you. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. It's interesting because Saturn, which is part of the T-square in the full moon lunation chart, is sitting right on your south node. So you're going to become very aware of what's missing in your life.
Mm.
You're going to say to yourself, all right, what do I really want to keep long term? And what do I want to engage in long term? Okay. It's interesting because the Sun, which is in Leo right now, is forming a perfect trine to your Mercury and your Venus. Do you have love in your life now?
I do, but oddly enough, I started a new job, and at the job, I met someone, and I had feelings that I've never had before in my whole life. Instant was this instant connection with this particular person. So I've been stuck in a limboatic place right now because I am in a committed relationship, and then this goes and happens. So I'm in between right now.
Exactly, and you know, again, you are an Aries sun, and you have Mercury and Venus all in Aries, which is the I am presence. It's very hard for you to be anything but honest, okay?
Right.
But at the same time, this person has occurred for one of two reasons. They've either occurred in your life because they were something that you were missing that this person has, okay?
Right.
Or there's something that they were missing that you have.
Mm.
Okay, often we run into people that all of a sudden shake up our world because they're catalysts for us to change.
Right.
And you have to ask yourself, do you want to change your relationship that you currently have, or do you want to change the way you're orchestrating it? Okay?
Mm.
And because sometimes people come in saying, you know, if you really want what you have to be perfected, then maybe you need to take some steps in that right direction. Okay? So my advice to you, because this is a fixed T-square, is not to jump, but to look deeply into it and see
right.
what the message from Spirit is sending you. Because
right.
when people go through these kinds of changes, they're always uncomfortable. But at the same time, you have to evaluate what you have versus what you need and desire and move forward. You know, over the last few weeks, we've had three major planetary changes here, which is all about love and affection and the desire for passion and intimacy in our work, in our relationships, in the way that we approach our very life. And so
right.
you're being called to the plate right now, my friend.
Right. Oh, yeah, big time, yes.
Now, do you happen to know this person's birthday for me?
I know their it's July the 2nd, 1989.
Okay, let's take a look at that. Do you know where they were born?
I'm assuming that they were born here in Miami.
Okay.
Because they are a native.
Okay. And because you don't really, I don't think you have a birth time, I'm just going to set them up at dawn, and I'm going to put their planets
okay.
around yours so I can see kind of what the draw is,
okay?
Okay. Because we won't know the exact position of the moon, because the moon moves 1 degree every 2.5 hours, or the rising sign, which is the natural soul vibration. But we'll be able to see their planetary picture.
Mm.
Now, dawn on 7-2 of 89, if the person was born at dawn, the moon would have been changing signs when they were in the birth canal, okay?
Wow.
But we don't know what time of day that person was really born. So because
right.
of that, we're just going to take a look and see what interactions are here so we can maybe understand what you're trying to learn or embrace about this relationship.
Wow.
And the first thing that we see is that you have Gemini rising and you have your first house is full of that Cancer energy. Now, the first
right.
house is ruled by Aries, which is your sun sign, okay? And they have 1, 2, 3 planetary energies in your first house, so you really identify with them, okay?
Right.
Okay, and your vertex, or your electric ascendant, is in your fifth house of romance and friendship and even adoration. And your vertex is in perfect trine to their sun sign, which is their radiant light, okay? So there is a powerful draw here. I'm not going to deny that. Also, their sun is also in trine to your midheaven, or your high aspiration point of what you want to accomplish here on planet Earth. So there is an amazing energy here. The difficult thing, and I don't say it's undoable, I just want you to know the difficult thing and why you feel so much you need to do something is because your Aries sun is in perfect square to their Cancer sign. So you're both in cardinal
mm-hmm.
signs. You're both in cardinal signs. You aspire to the highest ideal. If each of you believe in yourself, you're like two knives sharpening one another. You'll find the best mm-hmm. compromise. You'll really encourage each other's achievement. Good things can come out of a cardinal square with the sun. Not so much in ancient times, because in ancient times, when you were in a relationship, one person took the domestic role, another person took the provider role. But in our lifetime here now on planet Earth, especially in the United States, the sun sign is more demonstrated through profession, okay?
Mm.
Than actually taking that much of an active role in relationship, okay? Now, the interesting thing about their Venus, which is the planet of love, and their Mars, the planet of passion, is that they're both in Leo, which forms beautiful trine energy to your sun. Okay? So there is love, affection, appreciation for each other. You're kind of like each other's cheerleader, aren't you?
Right. Yeah, already.
I know.
Yes.
I see it. Okay, I see it. Now, one of you is going to back up a little bit, and I think it's going to be them.
Okay.
And the only reason I say this is because the energies that are there, the Cancer constellation desires security. But because you're very articulate, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And their Mercury, their communication planet, and their Jupiter, their planet of good fortune, was combust when they were born. Right on top of each other, sitting right on your ascendant, which is your natural soul vibration. Even if you were never with this person romantically, you have probably found a friend for life. So remember that.
Right.
Okay. Now, I know you're a man, so I'm not going to preach to you here. That's not my job on the show, although that's my job in other aspects of my life. But all I can tell you is that this is probably something that you really do need to investigate on that soul level so that you can find your truth. And you're an Aries, which is the I am presence. You know, you're not the kind of person that can live a lie. And if you have found out a truth about yourself, you really do have to look into that and take whatever actions you feel are necessary.
Absolutely.
If you find if you find that this person is a catalyst in your life, maybe a way shower of how you could perfect your current relationship, then so be it. But you're the only one that can really make that decision. Not everything is about fate. A lot of it's about choice. I mean, if God would take away your free will, why would I? Okay.
Right.
But I think this does bear investigation because a lot of the markers I'm seeing, and I think that this is something that you do need to look into on a very deep level.
Right.
Not just as a person or as a man, but also with your very soul, I want to say. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're 100% right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I can't even add to that. You're spot on. Yeah.
Great. Well, you know what? Inquiring minds want to know. Call me back and keep me posted.
I will. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've never thought I would be in this place, but I am, and you're so completely 100%. You're spot on. You got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, God bless you. Make some good choices for you. You're
Thank
the only one that
God
can.
Bless you.
All right.
Thank you.
God bless. All right. All right. Bye-bye. That was kind of fun. I love when I see relationships that line up and there is such a level of connectedness and compatibility. And people come into our life for a reason, whether they stay forever or they're part of our passage. As I was talking about earlier in the show, we go through chapters in our lives. And sometimes it's time to start a new chapter. And sometimes it's a time to create many volumes. So we'll see what happens with our friend James in the future. I want to take the next caller, and I think it's somebody I know pretty well. Good evening. How can I help you?
Are you talking to me? If you're talking to me, I am.
Hi there. How you doing, honey?
It no longer says I'm muted, so I didn't know. I had no idea, so thank you. Sorry to take so long. Now, what you're saying, I was wondering what you could tell me for this coming week. Doing better, but I'm still a long way from where I need to reach.
Okay.
No certainty yet as to a roof by the end of the month.
Well,
actually,
you have
no
very, very, very interesting energies showing up here for you. Now, you know, as a Scorpio sun, you have two rulers. You have a planet of process, which is Pluto, and a planet of event, which is Mars. Okay? And Scorpio is the only sign that has two planetary rulerships. So because of that, we need to look at both in your natal and both transiting to get the best out of what you're asking me. Now, in the Miami chart, Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, sits right on your ascendant, your natural soul vibration. Okay?
Right.
The sun, as it's illuminating this super moon, is sitting right on your Pluto, your planet of process, which rules your heart chakra because that Leo energy is so powerful. And there's all these trines and blessing lines to the north node, which is the cup overflowing of the Bible in your natal, in the Miami chart, in the ninth house of God watching over you. And right now Uranus, the planet of surprises, is retrograde, sitting right on that star. So right now you are being blessed by a delay that you do not understand. Know that. Okay?
Right.
Second thing we want to look at. Mars in your natal chart is in Virgo. And the Florida chart, it is in your first house of self and how you identify yourself. And it's opposing transiting Neptune. And now Neptune is the planet of dreams, illusion, imagination, faith. But it's also the planet of disillusionment, feeling that things are foggy, you can't see clearly. Okay? It can create a little bit of confusion. But it's retrograde. It went retrograde on the 8th of June. And Neptune is the one planet that when it's retrograde, it's like someone lifts the veil for a greater understanding. Now, your Mars in Virgo, I know you've been already reworking your numbers because Virgo rules that, our organization, our numbers, our documentation. So Neptune is retrograde, opposing your Mars, saying, look and look again. There are things that you're going to see that you have forgotten about or you couldn't see before because your vision was clouded. It's an exact opposition, Diana. Okay? So these are good markers for you. Now, let me say again. So now we want to take a look at Pluto in the current heavens above us as we're having this conversation. And right now it's retrograde in your fifth house of romance and children and living the life you want in the neighborhood where you want to be. Okay? And it's forming some minor squares to your natal Neptune, which is why you're feeling like no peace, no justice. Okay? And it's going to be retrograde until the 22nd of September. So although you're not certain right now, but you're doing all the groundwork, you have seen some progress, you have seen some things being delayed in your favor, don't look for the immediate kill, if you will, all right? Let things unfold with a thoroughness you can only get with Pluto being retrograde in Capricorn. Capricorn rules the government and all government agencies, okay? It's retrograde. Those wheels will move slowly. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay. Because it's telling me I have a low battery. my own
I heard
wow.
Something, and I didn't know what it was.
Okay. All right. I might have to switch phones and call back in. But for right now, let's try and continue this reading with you. Now, because transiting Mars is in Scorpio, your sign, and it hasn't been there in 2.5 years, it's approaching your sun over the next week. And Mars is a planet of action, blood, war, libido, making things happen. Okay? So your action probably is within the next 7 to 12 days that you'll be taking some form of action. All right? So ride the train, keep the faith. The actual supermoon that we've just experienced, the sun it's been sitting on your ascendant and the moon was sitting on your descendant. So what it does is it levels the playing field right on the horizon of your Miami chart. So because of that, it's almost as if you need to stay balanced and fixed in your faith at this time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm trying to do that. You were saying something about government and being delayed. I actually got to stay here because a relative paid them the money so that I could stay until the end of the month. So I wondered whether the government is that they're finally going to do something in the next 7 to 12 days about, you know, my, what I said happened instead.
Exactly.
Even though they haven't contacted me. So I'm wondering if their delay and slow steps.
No, Pluto is the retrograde planet of process. Okay?
Right.
Until September 22nd. Mars coming in on your sun means you need to be proactive by taking track of what they're doing until September. In other words, you can't afford to drop the ball here. So my thing is for you to check in, for you to find out exactly what's going on. Mars kissing your sun is about you taking action, because your sun is your radiant light, okay?
Thank you.
And again, you can do it in a quiet way, with dignity, okay? Knowing that the wheels of government move slowly. We know this. Look at what you've been going through all this time, okay?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Keep the faith. Don't lose your focus, okay? Do make the contact. Do what you feel is necessary, okay? Any news that comes your way, know that there may be more information required from you or more steps that you need to take, but you do your part with Mars being in Scorpio for these next 6 weeks, because Mars is going to be in Scorpio until Pluto turns. These are your two rulers in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation. So do not, for any reason, do not drop the ball right now.
Oh, no, I'm not dropping the ball. I'm just slow, but I'm making headway.
Yep.
Thank you so much for that.
Slow but steady wins the race.
Well, slow I am. My husband used to call me turtle. I think I'm more of a snail, actually.
That's cute.
I'm
thinking very optimistic more than pessimistic about the situation because of the way the planets are lining up at this supermoon. Because the supermoon is a completion, okay? It's a completion. So you have done almost all your work. This is the last cycle that you're going to be pretty much finishing up. See, every full moon is in effect until the next full moon. Okay?
I figure I'm going to do something in the next 7 to 12 days, just like you said.
Exactly. And like I said, I feel that so far you've been handling this in a miraculous way. I can only acknowledge how faithful and how persistent you have been. You're just amazing.
I tell you, there was no other way. There was no other way. And it's been hard to stay here and keep my eyes open. If I ever see joy, you'll know really very, very soon after that. If I see joy. That's a beautiful word to see anyhow.
Of course you will. I tell you what, Jupiter is basically going to be in Leo for a full year. It's going to pass over your ascendant. You're going to be going through a nice rebirthing. And Jupiter only passes through that space every 12 years.
Well, it's high time right now, because it's been about 12 years since I got involved in this, and this has been the consequence of being involved in the association and everything, writing letters. I don't mean my own, you know, the letters that attorneys and others gave me and all that. And that's the reason of their vengeance, you know, their reprisal towards me. But I started in 2002. So maybe Jupiter is on time right now, because it wasn't here for the 12 years past.
And now it's bringing things full circle.
Yeah. You'll be the first to know as soon as something happens, whether it is, you know, their reaction, whether it is work offer, whether it is I have or do not have a roof. But everything is like up in, it's like walking on water. It's not easy to do.
Right, but you have to keep remembering that it is about faith and everything is in divine order. And that out of this is going to come a lot of happiness for you.
Walking on water is a miracle, so. But I think it can happen. I think it can happen.
Yes, ma'am.
The law of gravity, if there's no law of gravity, then we don't sink into the water, right?
Right. Well, you know, I had to drive from Roanoke, Virginia to Lynchburg for a fair yesterday at the Unity of Seven Hills. And I was driving on water. I was hydroplaning probably 90% of the time in my little road rocket, okay? So I was driving at 60 miles an hour on water. And if I could get there, do all my readings, come back here, and chill out and be happy with the success of the day, guess what? We're okay.
Yes, and you know, hydroplaning is, I get very, very scared when I do that. I haven't done this because I'm not driving now, but I've gotten saved with hydroplaning at least 3 times in my life.
Well, I just asked my holy guardian angel to see me clear to get there, And I was a little shaky when I got there because I really had to pay attention. But it was okay. Had a fantastic fair. A lot of friends from my past I hadn't seen in a year were there. Hugs and kisses and good energy all around and great readings. It was good. So, when you put in the extra effort and you trust, you know, in spite of what you see or feel, you trust. It's a sense of inner knowing.
Yeah. And to hold you know, on one to of the hardest knowing. Things, one of the things that one loses when you lose faith is your imagination.
Oh, I know. It can go wild, can't
it? No. But at least I can always be thankful for today and for tomorrow. The day after tomorrow, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, keep me in check.
But thank God you're
back. On tonight, but we're keeping track of you.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for that. And I'm glad you made it home okay. You know, hydroplaning is a scary thing. The last time it happened to me, I was a passenger in the back seat, and we almost got killed almost twice off the bridge
Wow. On
the turnpike. And the car turned around twice and ended up in the median where it was full of tractors, and we did not hit any tractor. And I was just getting off on, you know, after an operation, your doctor releases you. The next day was September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
And I was going to be released that day to go back to work that day. So I know hydroplaning, you just, you know, always be safe, even if you're late. Always.
That's right, I'd rather arrive alive. Thank you.
Otherwise, arrive alive and don't be L-A-T-E in the other sense of the word.
Exactly. I get that.
Thank you
you're
so
a doll.
Much. I'm going to keep on listening. It's
all right,
always
I'll put
a pleasure
you back on
to do
hold,
that.
Honey. Okay,
thank
God
you.
Bless you. All right, bye. We've been following Deanna for quite a while in her search for justice regarding her residential situation. It's been pretty rough, but she's been hanging in there. Well, I'm ready to take the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Dee. I think you might have my chart. I've called in before.
Okay. Are you born 2/16?
No, August 30th, 1961, Aegean, Greece.
Okay. August 31st?
No, August 30th.
4 a.m.?
Yes.
Gotcha. Hi. And where do you live now?
I live in Maine.
And what's the city?
Alton.
There you are. Okay. Now, did you have a special question for me this evening?
Yes, I do. I'm having a lot of issues with my husband, and he's out of state now. And I have reason to believe there's a lot of sneaky things going on. It's happened before. I want to know if it's going to come to light, if I'll find out about it, or I don't want this to affect me and my daughter in any way, any harmful way at all. I need to know if I'll find out what's going on.
When's his birthday?
No, January 27th, 1959.
69 or 59?
59.
Do you know what time he was born?
11:51 a.m.
And where?
Queens, New York.
Now, where is he living now?
He's in New York now.
Okay. And how long has he been there?
Oh, he's only been there a week, but I think there's a lot of things going on right now.
In order to do this accurately, I have to put him where he's been for the last 13 lunar months, okay? Because even if he's in New York, he's still dealing with a main head, okay? And that's so that's kind of how it works with astrology, just so I know exactly what I'm looking at for you here.
So he's been up here then. If you're looking at it that way, then it's been here. He's been in Maine.
All right. You and he both have Neptune in Scorpio.
Okay.
Okay. Yours is exactly 8 degrees as Mars is sitting right on you. His is a little bit early. It's about a little bit, it's about 7 degrees, but it's still conjunct. Okay?
Okay.
So there is definitely a lack of good communication here.
Yes.
There's a lack of trust here.
Yes.
That I'm seeing just looking at the tri-wheel with today. And sometimes he rushes in where angels fear to tread too quickly, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. So whatever he's doing right now, it looks like he's done before, or he's trying to.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when I look at your chart, what I see is that you simply want a happy home.
Yes.
Right? Yep.
Yes.
And right now, you were hoping that things were going to be going back to normal, things were going to be ironing out, and then, of course, things changed. Now, this supermoon we're dealing with right now is sitting very close to your midheaven. And usually that means that in the event of things go down that are not pleasing you about your husband, you have an alternative plan.
Yes.
Okay, and you've done this or put this in place mentally or emotionally because of past history, correct?
Yes, yes.
And right now Venus, the planet of love, is currently in the last 2 degrees of Cancer. Your Venus is at 0 degrees of Leo, so over the next 3 days, you're going to go through your Venus return, okay?
Okay.
And it's going to be opposing, it's already opposing your Jupiter in Capricorn in the 10th house, which means that your idea of a commitment is carved in stone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You're a one-way girl, and that's just the way it is for you. Okay. Now, with Mars sitting on your Neptune, you're kind of like being like RoboCop right now, trying to uncover the truth. And that's that's appropriate. I would be doing the same thing if I were in your shoes. But at the same time, you don't want to be judge, jury, and executioner. Yeah, it's almost like you need proof. Okay?
I do. I do.
Yep. Yep.
Will
and
I get it?
Will you get it? Now, that's a good question. Let's take a look at that. Has he ever confessed to you?
No. I've had to find things out. I found things out, like almost like the spirit showing it to me. I found things out. I just found it. But he still won't admit to anything, even though the other person told me things.
Exactly. Now,
and told me your husband lies to you all the time.
Mm-hmm. Now, has he always done that, even in childhood with his parents?
I don't know. I'm starting to think he's always been like this, and I just never knew it. Maybe I just was blinded to it. I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want to go back for a moment here, and I want to look at your compatibility with him for a moment.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
I just think it's
important for
me to look at that basic energy. There's been a lot of frustration between the two of you. And a lot of it has to do with situations around family and children, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you have three major planetary energies in Virgo. And his moon is in Virgo, which is probably why you originally came together.
Okay.
His is Pluto, his planet of empowerment, is also in Virgo, which means he's probably much more successful with you than he was before he met you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're kind of the power behind the throne, in a way. Okay.
Okay.
Now, he has learned in his past, I don't know when, probably in childhood, I'm not sure, that what he tells a person has consequences.
Okay.
Which is why he's so careful about what he's going to say. Okay?
Yes.
And a lot of children, if they were facing a very severe punishment for wrongdoing, mm-hmm. they learn early on to lie to their parents or just not say. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So this may be something that's been with him all his life. His moon is interesting because his moon is at 0 degrees and 49 minutes of Taurus. His moon is on the Aries-Taurus cusp. So part of that
Virgo. I thought his moon was in Virgo.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm talking about your moon. I'm sorry. Your moon
okay.
is on the Aries-Taurus cusp. So you are who you are, but you're also somewhat grounded because your moon
yes.
actually changed signs and you were being birthed.
Okay.
Okay, you have a very, very early moon. Now, his moon's in Virgo at about 13 degrees. It's a midpoint between your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, and his Mercury, okay?
Okay.
So in order for him to honor you as the being you are, he wants to claim his power, but he's careful about what he tells you.
Yes.
Right? And that probably won't change, because I don't think this is something specific to your relationship. I think it has to do with his own personal way that he deals with accountability.
Right. He's not accountable for anything. He
yeah.
takes no responsibility for anything, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, right now what's happening with him is Mars is sitting on his Neptune, which means he's taking some action about something that's in his imagination. And it's squaring
okay.
his sun. It's squaring his sun, okay, which means that right now he has desires that are not being fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
At the time of this reading.
I understand.
I'm not sure what those are, and I have to go into detail in the air about that, okay?
I know what they
so,
are.
So, all right. Also what's happening is transiting Neptune is retrograde right now, which lifts the veil.
Okay.
And it's causing him to go through some realizations of what will work for him because it's in perfect trine to his natal Neptune.
Okay.
So he's trying this on in an imaginative or, I want to say, kind of a surrealistic way.
Mm-hmm. He's delusional.
Yes. Very much
so. Okay. That's the way to put it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, he does not want to lose what he has.
He wants to have his cake and eat it too.
You got it.
Now, am I going to find out? I have to know. I don't care if he tells me or I have to know.
Well, with Mars sitting on your Neptune right now,
mm-hmm.
I really feel that right now it's not going to be revealed to you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But over the next 3 months, Saturn is going to cross over your seventh house cusp of marriage, and
mm-hmm.
that's when you will have what you need.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't think it's immediate.
He's also with his family and his old friends down there, and I know his mother, whatever's going on, is helping him cover it up.
That's interesting. When's her birthday? Do you know?
Oh, she's August 29th, 1930 or 31.
Hmm. That's interesting. Because there's similarities between she as an authority figure and you as an authority figure.
Oh, I know. He calls me mom sometime by mistake.
Wow. Okay.
And other things that has happened.
Now, do you feel like you're in competition with her?
Now I do because he won't take my calls when she's there. So he calls and he sneaks to call me like he's cheating on his wife calling his girlfriend. And now he's not taking my calls at all.
Okay.
It's very sick.
It is very sick. So what's your game plan?
I want to leave. See, this is the thing. I can't afford to leave. I've been wanting to leave. I'm waiting on an inheritance right now. I'm hoping it's going to help me out a little bit. I have my daughter and my pets, and I don't want to stay here. I don't really want to stay in Maine, but at least I want to leave where I am now. I don't want to live with him. You know, I want to be able to leave, but I can't afford to. But if I could, I would leave tomorrow.
Right.
See, I'm stuck for that because I don't have any family and friends to help me. I mean, it's me and my daughter. My parents are gone. You know, that's the end of the line.
Well, in your chart in Maine, you're part of inheritance, real estate, investment is at 13 degrees of Aquarius, which would mean you probably wouldn't be able to liberate yourself until February of next year.
Oh, boy.
Now, I'm saying that knowing that you may be able to make a temporary decision, but actually get settled by then, okay?
Okay.
And if you could make a change, if you feel desire to make the change because you're afraid of your own reactions and actions at this time, you may have to choose something temporary until you can get into the month of February, because that's when it seems like things go full circle with your inheritance, okay?
Okay.
So you may have to make a temporary decision if push comes to shove and you can't deal with it anymore, because from the way you're sounding to me is you're done, okay?
Oh, God,
and, So you may have to make one temporary change, and then a few months later you'll be able to make the permanent change that you desire with your pets and your kids. Now, how many pets do you have?
Oh, I have 3 dogs and 3 cats.
Okay. So you've got quite a troop there.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you have brothers and sisters or really good friends that would take you in?
I don't know. I was adopted. That's another thing. I never found my birth family.
Okay. Are you close to your adopted family?
No, I wasn't. My mother just passed away. And that was it. All
right.
I was just hoping that, I know that he won't reveal anything, but I'm hoping that I find out some other way like I have in the past, like through someone else or through seeing something or finding something.
Well, like I said, because of the way the planets are lining up, I think you might find out the truth, but you have to also decide what action you're going to take as a result, Ruth.
Yes.
Okay.
See, I don't know.
So you need to have a plan A and a plan B. I mean, right now you're still where you are. You still have a place for you and the pets, okay?
Yes.
So even if you decide that you want to end the relationship, you need to be able to be stable until you can execute a stay of execution for your permanent plans. Slow yourself down. You know, you don't want to get yourself into a frenzy over this. It's not the first time.
I feel so trapped with this. I know. I've been wanting to leave since the last time. It's over a year now.
Well, I think that it's time for you to just sit tight and let things be revealed to you as needed. Look at your options of how you can go and what you can do.
Okay.
Because obviously there's going to be some kind of a financial settlement coming from him, too, in the end if you decide to leave the relationship. You're legally married?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to end up with an inheritance and probably something from him also. And I know that in New England, because I was born and raised in New England, it's kind of hard to get you out of that house. So at least you have a place to be until you can find out where you need to go. All right?
Yeah.
And if you want to call on either me or Jacqueline in the future, we do relocation astrology and stuff like that. If you want to position yourself in a different state, a different city, we can look at what might be best for you if there's more than one choice to help you out with that, okay?
Okay. That would be great.
Yep. I do a lot of relocation for people over the last 3 years. Ever since these planetary changes with Uranus and Pluto have happened, people have been on the move. And it's very good because you can go to a place where there are certain power lines to help to give you the bump that you need to get restarted.
Yeah, I don't think this is a place for me. I'd love to change. I'd love to move, definitely.
Okay. Well, definitely check back in with us. Keep us posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Okay. All right, good night.
Thank you. Good night.
I'm ready for the next one. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Elfina.
Who?
Elfina. I'm not sure if you have my chart or not.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
December 8, 1987.
And what time were you born?
9:04 a.m.
And where?
Tuba City, Arizona.
And do you still live there?
I still live in Arizona, yes I do.
Okay, all right. Now, did you have a specific question for me tonight?
Yes. I there's another person involved. I'm wondering if you see us reuniting in a relationship. His birthday is June 21st.
What year?
1984. I'm not sure as exactly what time or what city he was born in, but I'm guessing Stroud, Oklahoma, and that's where he still lives, like in Oklahoma.
Take a look at that for you. Now that's interesting because I have him on my system, born at 4 a.m.
4 a.m.?
Yeah, he's on my system on, under 4 o'clock in the morning.
I think it was like 4 or either 12, I'm not sure, but yeah, I'm not really sure of the birth time or like the birth city,
okay.
But I know it was in Oklahoma, so.
Okay. Now, how long have you known him?
A year. I would say a year and 3 months.
Have you recently been in contact?
Yes. We were like friends on Facebook and stuff recently, and I don't know like what really is going on with him. So
this is definitely the time to reconnect with him.
Yeah, I just kind of like I messaged him, telling him to kind of. Go to whatever, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of frustration going on right here right now, and
you mean on my part or his part too?
Both.
Okay.
Because each one of you treasure this relationship, but you treasure it differently. Does that make sense?
Okay. Like, how does he treasure the relationship, like, on his part?
I think he feels very fortunate to have known you and met you. I think he likes the way that you think
yeah.
and the way that you communicate. Okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And Pluto is retrograde sitting on your Venus right now, which is why you want to go back. So I have to acknowledge that that's cosmically correct, okay? But it's also forming a trine to his moon if he's born at 4 o'clock in the morning, which just means that I think he does want to have a dialogue with you, but you're very different emotionally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean it's not something you can compromise with or work on, but you're very different emotionally. He has a Cancer
moon. Meaning, like, I'm more
you have a cancer
emotional
moon. He
than he is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that he's trying to use logic to make his stand, if you will. And you both have very, very strong planets in Scorpio. So my feeling is, looking at the chart, is you've probably known each other before. There's a soul connection here.
Yeah, I figured something like that because there was an instant, like, really strong attraction when we first met, and it was you know, we actually made plans of getting married and living together. And it's like before it could come, it just kind of fell apart. So, yeah.
Right. So you're both independent, but you're both independent in different ways. You have a lot of planetary energy in Sag. He's got that strong energy in Aquarius. Those are the two most independent signs of the zodiac, okay? So what's going on here is that you both want to be independent, but you also both want to be connected or committed, but you're not sure if it's right. And unfortunately, the only way you can figure that out is you have time together and you're in two different parts of the freaking country, okay?
Yeah.
So that's making it difficult. Now, you have Capricorn rising, which means that you tend to try and be the rule maker. No offense, but you are. And you envision something traditional. That doesn't mean that he doesn't, because his Saturn is in also Capricorn, and so is his Mercury. But I just feel that right now, the timing is off. I think
so,
you
like,
could reconnect.
How soon will it be before we can reconnect? Because I'm, like, just so kind of, like, this whole thing, like, before I gave him space, because I knew for a fact that I was kind of really emotionally still hurt, and if he said something, it was just going to turn into this explosive conversation, which it did before. So I gave him space, I gave him a week, and then he kind of just got on my nerves, so I just kind of told him off, like, yesterday.
Okay. Well, I think it is a good time to have the exchange of emotion, but I don't think it's good to do it in that extreme format.
Yeah.
And I think that what happens is you need to create a new understanding. See, right now you are separate. You are not together. So to try and put too much expectation into the situation, it's going to backfire every time. He's a fixed sign. You're mutable. Yeah, no. You need to say to yourself, I need to hear his story first. You need to hear his story first. Because then you're going to know what you're dealing with. See, right now, you kind of went into that conversation, and you didn't even have a roadmap. But I think it's a temporary impasse. I think there's a lot of potential here. But I think that you need to try and reconnect with him with new rules. Let's get reacquainted. Let's drop the drama. Let's try and figure out why we've been brought together and why we still want to communicate with each other and what we need to do with that next. And take it one step at a time. I know you're kind of an extremist personality. You're kind of all or nothing. And that's okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people are of that nature. But I think in this situation, you have to look at what you can gain. So listen to his story first and develop a new philosophy about relationships. Because the philosophy you're dealing with right now in your relationship with him is a philosophy for another relationship. It has nothing to do with him. You still have too much of your past intervening in the way that you communicate with this gentleman. You need to rethink this. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're about to go off the air, but I want you to keep me posted. I want you to put on some kid gloves, a little bit of a smile, bring back a little bit of your sense of humor, which is probably legendary, and approach him a little bit differently and see what can happen
so
between now and the end
of
September.
So I'm going to be the one that has to, like talk to him again? Like, he's not even going to, like, communicate with me himself? It's going to have to be
me? No, because a blowout, he's going to run away.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. He runs.
So you have to say, I may have been overreactive. I hope you'll forgive me. I would try to keep the conversation going because I do think there's potential here. But you have to cool your jets.
But is it like
here,
on his part, is that something he wants to do? Is that something that he wants to, like, he wants to reconnect and to get back together? Is that something that he really wants, or?
He wants you to be the way that you were at the beginning of the relationship, not the way it closed.
No, but
you
have
to go back to
the
time before,
right?
You were making rules and putting expectations on him.
Okay.
You need to go back to the beginning and renew and rethink. Okay?
But there is potential there, though, right? Like for a relationship to go into something
else. Yes, there is. Okay? So try to just calm yourself down, create a new strategy, my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay? All right. God bless you. Good night.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North. Usually I have my partner, Jacqueline, on the air with me. Her number is 772-286-2720. I can be reached at 540-400-0110. Please have a blessed week until I speak to you again next Sunday. God bless. Good night.